You've got personal and business needs. We have professionals who can get the job done right. Let's talk. You're listening to BusinessRadioInterview.com. Here is your show host, Brian French.
Hi, this is Brian French with the Business Radio Interview Network. Today, our special guest is John Piscopo, and John is the owner of Specialty Moving Company, which is based in the Broward County area. And John serves Palm Beach County, Broward County, and Dade County. You can reach John directly at 954-549-4240. His email address is specialtmoving@gmail.com. John, welcome to the Business Radio Network.
Hello, Brian.
Hi, John. John, I know moving can be a very stressful situation for people, but when after the deal is done, you know, it's really important for people to deal with people they trust. And I know you've been in business a good while. What are some of the things that people can do to be prepared on moving day?
Well, you know, of course you want to be as, as neat and orderly as possible. That way everything is as clear for your mover as well as for yourself. You know, on moving day, you want to have anything you want, anything you do not want the mover to touch, separated and put to the side or even not in the home. That way there's no mix-up with what's been, loaded onto the truck. Other than that, your valuables and things sitting on tops of your dressers and stuff, if the mover's not doing the packing, you'd like to have all that stuff out of the way, because otherwise there's nowhere, for your mover to put that. Other than that, you mainly just try and be as organized as possible. If you have any dogs or cats, try to keep them put away so that way they're not running out the front doors and in front of, under everyone's feet. The movers, will come in and they'll take care of everything else for you. So, as long as you have what you need put to the side and what you don't want moves, just direct the movers to what else is going and we can take care of it for you.
And it's important to keep the pathways kind of clear when people move, right? So you just need to be orderly so, nobody kind of trips over the dog or cat or, little loose carpets and all that kind of stuff, right?
Exactly.
What are some of the things that people can prepare themselves for when to get an accurate price quote for a move?
Okay, well, we can go back to the neat and orderly on that. I mean, it's more accurate your estimator will be. He doesn't have to, in other words, if you have a pile of stuff sitting there, I mean, it's pretty much a guesstimate. If we have a, clear view of what you want to move and, we can come in there and we can give you an exact accurate quote. We'll look in your closets, we'll open your drawers if you allow us, and figure out exactly what needs to be done to safely move and protect your item. If we come into a complete mess, we have to give you our best guesstimate, as what it's going to cost. But otherwise, the other way, if we have clear access and everything is disclosed to us, we'll give you a quote and we'll stick to that quote. It's not going to fluctuate. If we have to use a couple extra boxes because we messed up on our end, we'll use that. What's the point of charging you for that? As long as you allow us the access and, like I said, disclose everything to the mover, you'll get an exact quote.
Awesome. That's great, John. You handle moves for large items. They can be pianos or, certainly large furniture. There's really nothing you guys don't move in a household that you couldn't handle, huh?
No, exactly. We move everything from one piece, whether it be a dresser, a chest, or a piano, hot tub. We can move it, everything right to the outdoors, to the play sets, which we take apart and reassemble, transport over there. Anything, even commercial. We've done large structural play sets inside commercial gyms for kids, baby grand pianos, whatever needs to be done. I mean, you name it, as long as we can do it safely for you and the piece and my guys, we'll take care of it for you.
That's great. That's great. Now, I know your company is licensed and insured. Why is being licensed and insured important for a moving company?
Of course, you want to be licensed and insured because your local agencies are controlling these companies. They're keeping an eye on them, protecting the consumer, as well as they give protection to the moving companies themselves. It's given us a regulation, something to follow. Down here, we have state local agencies, which we have to be regulated by. So it's really a lot of protection for the consumer. As far as the insurance protects both sides, too. It protects the consumer and the mover. However, you know, there's basic insurance and there's additional purchased insurance. So, you know, you have to be careful when you get that basic insurance. It's going to be what you want and it's going to give you the protection you need on the actual items being moved.
So that insurance that you have covers things like your staff and your crew possibly getting injured. So, I mean, that if somebody doesn't have that, I mean, I guess there is a potential for people to get sued if they're dealing with an uninsured moving company, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's all about really to cover your butt when someone else is in your place where you live or your home. You technically would be responsible if there is no other protection there, and for your moving company to provide that, it's a necessity for both sides.
Yeah, that's a great example how getting the lowest, cheapest price can really come back and bite you hard, because, you know, there's risk that could be assumed during a move. And if things don't go well, you know, the consumer could be at the one that pays a heck of a lot more than just a move. So that's really important for people to know about, I think.
Exactly. I mean, you can get a cheaper price in just about any industry you want. It's just the quality of what you're going to get. Now, quality goes with the professionals doing the job, along with the company, how it conducts itself and how it protects itself, its clients, and its workers.
Yeah, I know I made the mistake once of trying to find the cheapest people to move me. And they showed up like 2 hours late on moving day. It was a day that it was raining. And then I look inside the truck that they had, and the top of the truck had a tear in the top of it. And the rain was like pouring through the top of the truck. And, you know, that's what going cheap got me was, you know, people that don't show up on time, they don't have a vested interest, and they're using equipment that, you know, could create water damage to my, you know, most valuable property. So it was like, never again, you know?
Exactly. Well, we don't blame you. We're sorry that you had that experience in the industry. The equipment is another thing. You know, God knows what else would have been was wrong with that truck if they're riding around with a hole in it like that. And how do you get good employees when you're giving them equipment like that to work with? You know, there needs to be a sense of pride in every piece and part and every worker in the company in order to get the quality service that we're giving, that we're offering to our clients. When you see these trucks and no one's in uniform, the truck's beat up, the truck is leaning to one side. I mean, you need to be professional and have the highest pride in every single thing from the warehouse storage to the truck condition, to the condition of your workers and the condition of the uniforms they're wearing. You know, these uniforms, they don't last forever. I see some of these guys out here with holes and stuff in it.
Yeah, I remember that move, and the guy showed up and they didn't have any kind of, you know, furniture pads and all that kind of stuff. But when you guys do a move, you have furniture protected, and whether it be a wood or fabric or glass items, right? How do you handle some of the more delicate things?
Okay, well, first of all, when my trucks come out to you, they're fully supplied. My trucks come out to you with 12 moving dollies, which are four-wheel dollies that are made for your actual furniture. They come out to you, they're non-marring wheels, so they're good for wood, marble, whatever it needs to go across. The trucks come fully supplied with several different size boxes, quilted moving pads, which we use to put around the furniture. That way that's protected. It doesn't get any scratches, chips, or gouges in it. If you do have a delicate piece of furniture that needs a little bit of extra protection, we use our boxes to protect the corners, the edges. Glass items will be completely boxed and protected from anything hitting the front or the edges. As far as mattresses, fabric items like that, darker fabrics, a lot of times we'll use the quilted pad on them alone. Lighter fabrics, mattresses, we like to put a mattress bag on them, which we call a mattress wrap. And that actually just gives a little bit extra protection and barrier between the blanket and the fabric. That way there's, even though we use clean moving pads for a mattress and a fabric piece, I prefer a lot of times to put a plastic bag on it. That way it gives it a little extra protection.
That's great. That's great, John. I know you guys are a lot different than other folks. And how is your staff of professionals trained to do a move?
Well, first of all, we don't send anyone that's never been on a move out to you. They work in our warehouse for a short time and you know, get the basic general knowledge of how to protect and package furniture items. From there, you know, we never just put anyone that hasn't done something on a project. You know, we always have, you know, as far as packing and protecting different items, you know, we have to teach and we have to let them learn also, but never to turn them loose on something alone. So we try to do a general rundown of everything in our warehouse facility first, and they, from there, we graduate up. We also have several experienced veterans that are in-house that keep control of everything, and I'm fortunate to have guys I can trust. That's basically, you know, how it goes.
That's great, John. We're speaking to John Piscopo, and John is the owner of Specialty Moving Services, and his moving service company services the Palm Beach, Broward, and Dade County area in Florida. And his website is localbrowardmover.com, and you can reach John directly at 954-549-4240. John, what are some of the other type of moving services that your company provides?
Okay. Well, first of all, just and not to correct you, but we do service anywhere in the state of Florida also,
oh,
if
great.
Needed. I mean, yeah, we're licensed throughout the whole state. Some other, you know, we do a lot of commercial moves. For instance, insurance companies, all their internal furnitures from their facilities. We do storage of furniture. We also, we handle a lot of baby grand pianos, do a lot of crating for art and antiques. We also do some international shipping, which we don't actually control the shipping, but we actually do the loading and packing of the contents and send the containers to the port.
Yeah, that's critical. Good packing. I've traveled overseas and had stuff shipped back, and you know, packing is probably the most important part of me buying antiques overseas, because if it didn't get back to the U.S. Properly, it was all a big waste. So you know, pack. So you guys are professional packers, and you have all the materials and all the skills, and you know how things can move in transit.
Yeah, whether it be in cardboard or whether it be in wood crating, you know, first of all, whether it's local or long distance or international, if it's not packed correctly, there's no point even putting it on the truck. Now, when we're sending something international, we have to pack it and protect it because we don't know who is handling it on the other side. So basically, when we put something into a box, a crate, it needs to be able to be dropped and still be safe.
Wow.
When it gets over there. Because, I mean, there's where, you know, they drop whole containers, you know, and what's inside needs to be protected. I don't want to scare anyone with the containers being dropped thing, but you know, you want to take the most care of something. I mean, what's the point of shipping it if it's coming here broken and you got to repair it, if you can even repair it?
John, what's the difference between your flat rate quote and other moving companies that do an hourly quote?
Okay, as far as your flat rate to your hourly, it's just what it sounds like. If I give you an hourly quote, if I come out to your home and I look around and I say, okay, you got a 3-bedroom house here, I'm gonna give you an hourly quote, three men, $100, $125 an hour for 8 hours. Okay, so my guys come out there, not necessarily my guys, but other guys that are working a little bit slower, not as efficient, and they wind up working 12 hours. Well,
Right.
you're responsible for that 12 hours. And in that hourly rate, there's no materials included in that for any type of packing, whether it be a glass top or whether it be your whole kitchen. So unless it's specified on there, listen, it's not going to, we guarantee that it's only going to be 8 hours. If we work 12 hours, you're going to be responsible only for eight. And these are the materials that are included. And if you go over them, you have to pay. My flat rate, I come into your home and I look at everything. I list everything, an inventory of all the items, the furniture items, the boxes that I feel that I'm going to need. I give you a flat price. I list on it. This is a flat price, guaranteed not to exceed. And everything is listed on there clearly. Of course, we come out there the day of the move and half the list is gone because maybe you had a yard sale or something. It can be changed. It can be reduced. Same way as it would come out there and you got a whole delivery from City Furniture. It can be increased. But for the specific list that I give you a price for and the inventory items that I have there, that's your flat rate. It will not be one more penny than that price, whether it takes us 6 hours or whether it takes us 12 hours.
That's great, John. We're talking to John Piscopo, and John is the owner of Specialty Moving Services, serving the east coast of Florida. John, one of the things that I think is great about your company is that you'll actually come out and give a free estimate on a move. Is that right?
Of course, yeah, we'll come out and take a look at it and give you a price. We'll explain our price to you. Of course, I don't expect us to be the lowest price. That's not what I'm coming out there to do. I come out there when a client asks for us to come and give a quote, I come out there to give you the honest price for me to move your items and protect your items safely and keep you a happy client. I don't come out there to lowball and sell the I'm not selling the price. I'm selling my service is what
Right.
I should say.
Yeah, I think it's really important for people to understand that when people look at the value of their home contents, as well as things like safety and security issues and privacy things, going cheap is really ridiculous and entails a considerable amount of risk for people. And I know I'll never do that again.
It goes right back to why move it if you don't care about it like that.
Now, John, I know you have some special packages and services for people who are, let's say, realtors. So, one of the things that I think is great about your company is that you have some specialty, kind of crafted service packages for realtors. Can you tell me about how you work with realtors so their clients' moves go smoothly?
Well, what we try to do is we try to offer the client a little something. So, whether they request the hourly quote or a flat rate, if they're referred by one of my realtors that I normally work with, which I'll extend that offer to any realtor, actually, I'll pull an extra 10% off the client's bill. That way it gives a little something to the client. Plus, it helps the realtor out with a little bit of their good name.
Sure.
As far as for the realtor, I work different with all my realtors. Depending on their needs, I'm more than willing to keep my clients happy because that's what my realtors are. Since they're my clients also. If they send me someone and I don't keep them happy, I'm not getting any more work from my realtors. So I can offer a little something. Maybe if we do 4 or 5 moves, maybe we can offer a nice percentage for that realtor to use it in any way they see fit. My realtors, as far as my clients, that's what I offer. I offer stability. I offer an on-time professional crew that will keep your referral good with your clients. Just as much as you're referring me, I want to, make you look good also. So that's what I can let you know. We show up on time, cater to my clients as if they're the only client that we have, even though they aren't. But, you know, it's moving. It's stressful, and we need to pamper a lot of our clients just to keep them relaxed the day of moving. We're the last ones to get there, and they've had a lot of stress throughout the whole closing and inspection process. So when you get to the very end, you get somebody that actually, you know, bends over backwards for you and tries to keep you happy. It means something, and they'll remember us, and they'll remember our realtors for referring us.
That's great, John. We're talking to John Piscopo, and John is the owner of Specialty Moving Services. People can contact John directly at telephone number 954-549-4240, and you could email John at specialt@gmail.com, and you're welcome to visit his website, localbrowardmover.com. John, thank you for being on our radio show, and we welcome people to call you and to get a price quote for their next move in Florida.
Thank you, Brian. It's been a pleasure.
You've been listening to BusinessRadioInterviews.com with your show host, Brian French. Remember to download and share this episode on social media with your tribe. BusinessRadioInterviews.com.